breezes of the night scurrying across the western trail, winding your way from mountain to valley, never failing to peek into even the remotest corner and crevice, playfully shaking the foliage of the tiny mountain violet or the giant redwood of the forest, whispering, whispering, ever whispering the secrets of the wide open spaces, yet bearing a sweet, cool message of comfort and good cheer along thy rugged path, bearing echoes of the past and present and a promise of the future. O mountain breeze, indeed you are a busy messenger. And speaking about being busy, Pinto Pete and his ranch boys are right busy, getting ready to entertain you as soon as you put in an appearance. So you better hurry. Say, Jack.
Yeah?
You boys got poor old Dynamite all excited about that wonderful bird that you're going to help him catch.
Oh, you mean that snap hunt we're going to take him out on?
Yeah. I don't know how Dynamite has lived this long without hearing about a snipe, but he's surely interested.
Well, he'll get educated tonight, won't he? You bet. Send him up after we get through singing, will you, boss?
Sure, all right. I'll send poor old Dynamite up.
All right. Come on, boys, let's play there about that gal that came rolling down the mountainside. Let her go.
Down in West Virginia lived a gal named Nancy Brown. You never seen such beauty in city or in town. Nancy and the teacher climbed the mountainside one noon. They got up near the summit, but very, very soon
she come rolling down the mountain, come rolling down the mountain, come rolling down the mountain from above. For she left her bold companions to the coyotes in the canyon when a feller tried to tell her words of love.
She was sitting knitting woolen undies for her dad when she beheld a cowboy in a Sunday suit of plaid. How'd you like to hike, dear? He remarked and raised his hat. Again they climbed the mountain, but shortly after that
she come rolling down the mountain, come rolling down the mountain, come rolling down the mountain high and wide. When he tried to get to Pally, Nancy headed for the valley, for she wouldn't vow to be a cowboy bride.
Well, Mr. Jack, Mr. Pinto says you won't see me.
Why, sure I did. This is the night that we're going to take you out to catch that slap bird we was telling you about.
Oh, but Mr. Jack, I'm going to know this here bird when I see him.
Oh, you'll know him all right. Say, that bird's got diamond eyes, got a platinum beak, bird of paradise feathers in his tail, and gold claws.
Oh, my goodness. He sure am some expensive bird, ain't he?
Expensive? Say, if you catch one of them, you can sell him for $40,000.
What that? My goodness. Whew. Let's get going. $40,000.
Now, wait a minute there, Dynamite. Remember now that we told you you had to have an apple pie to catch one of them there birds with.
Sure.
Ain't nothing that they likes any better than apple pie.
All right, I'll go and get him right now. He's just hot off the oven. I'll be right back.
Hot dog, hot off the oven.
Say,
let's
Shorty.
Sing a song.
Yeah, come on, Shorty. Sing that little song while we're waiting for it.
I'd like to make your golden dreams come true, dear. If I only had my way, a paradise this world would seem to me, dear. If I only had my way. Now if I had my way, dear, forever there'd be a garden of roses for just you and me.
a thousand and one things, dear, I would do just for you, just for you, just for you. Now if I had my way, dear, you'd never grow old. Sunshine I'd bring every day, and you would reign all alone like a queen on a throne. If I only had my way.
That a boy, Shirley.
Yes, sir.
You were ready to sing them. Jack, yeah, boy. Well, get that pie. Well. Now, let's get going. I want to collect that 40,000 Snickers.
Well, have you got your candle and your gunny sack?
Yes, sir, Mr. Jack. I got them right here.
All right. Now, you go on over there by that place I told you. You know where I showed you this afternoon?
Yes, sir. I know that place.
Well,
yes.
Listen, when you get there, light your candle and hold it over the mouth of the gunny sack while Curly and me chase them up to you.
What you going to do with that pie?
Oh, we got to have that pie to bait them out in the open. When we get them away from their holes pecking on that pie, then we'll ride up on them and chase them right towards you.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, they'll get scared and they'll run right into that gunny sack if you're sure to hold that candle over it.
Well, I'll go right over there right now. Goodbye.
Yeah, oh, sure. Hey, don't laugh, fellas. Let him go and come on, play a tune so he won't think anything's up. Let her go fast.
Let me have that pie.
Chase like that and getting pie to boot.
Oh, well, I don't feel very bad. I feel hunger and I do ashamed, don't you? Yeah. Here's my jackknife. Come on, let's open her up now.
Yeah, all right. Here, Jack.
Hold the dynamite. He'll feed to the dip, out there. Well, give me a hunk then, will you?
Oh, wait a minute. Curly and me's first. Now, let me get a hold of it.
Well, let everyone get a share.
Come on. Now, wait a minute, Jack. Here. Now, bend your lips over there.
Oh,
geez. Gosh, what a taste.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. What is that?
How you like that pie, boys?
Why, darn your soul, I thought you was waiting for that snipe out there.
Mr. Jack, I hunted snipers just for you as bone. How you like that pie?
Terrible. What kind is it, anyway?
That's snipe pie, Mr. Jack. You mix it with apples and quinine and axle grease and croton oil. That sure is fine for snipes.
Well, I'm sure a sucker. No fooling.
I'd say you was a snipe, Mr. Jack.
Oh, boss, come on, sing me a song, will you, while
all
I get
right,
over this
Jack,
taste in my mouth.
I guess we'd better take some of this blue of the night.
All right.
The blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Somewhere waits for me, and the gold of a rail surrounds the blue of my eyes like a halo. And early,
happy I would be. With the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Somewhere waits for me. The evening breezes whisper, it's getting late. It's getting late. So we'll send you back through the moonlight with the parting reminder that we hope to be seeing you soon again. Pinto Pete and his ranch boys bid you buenas noches.